Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that is not afraid to get its hands dirty when dealing with your problems.
I made a wish and put it in the sea, and that wish was that you'd listen to me and Dr. Benjamin Jones.
That's right, I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, brother of Indiana Jones. He entered the Temple of Doom. I enter the Temple of your asshole.
I'm Claire Cares, and I'm being crystals clear with you. But my name's not Crystals, my name's Claire Cares, like I just said. We were given twice as many ears as nose, so we can listen more than we can smell. But guess what? We can do both.
So what is your problem? We use our nose to let you nose.
So tune in, relax, pop your foot up and enjoy the podcast.
It's a podcast. No, thank you. I won't be touching that. I won't be touching that.
Could you crouch down like a rabbit, just so we can see?
I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, and your doctor not doing very much. Doolittle. Meant to say Doolittle.
Too much fizzy pop is bad for you, and we'll be back with other tips along the way.
I'm sorry, did you just say you're Winston Churchill?
You'll address him as the doctor, or you won't address him at all.
Get out of my surgery and take your tone with you.
You don't need a certificate to heal the nation, but I've got one anyway. I've got my palms open and my head tilted on one side in a move that says, I'm listening. Sometimes you just know. And today, I know that we're doing a podcast.
Oh, well, you should have let me know.
And here we are.
And here we are. Back on the airwaves to clear up another bottom.
The fair waves.
Ah, because we're very fair, aren't we?
We're very fair, yes. And how are you, Dr. Benjamin Jones?
Thank you, Claire. I'm feeling top of the world today.
Feeling jazzy.
Top of the world. I always start the day with a fizzy orange drink.
Oh.
And I find that really does, it gives me something to look forward to when I wake up.
Yes.
And it gives me something to get me through the day.
I start with a yo-yo-yo in scales. Yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo.
Oh, that's lovely, Claire.
Yes. It's fusion.
Is that
it's funky.
Yes, it's funky fusion. And is that something that people can, is safe to try at home?
It's very safe to try at home. You can get your children involved and your grandparents.
Oh, that's a lovely family activity, isn't it?
Just start the day with a fizzy orange. How do you make the orange fizzy? Or it comes fizzy?
Well, you sort of, you know, swirl it around a little bit.
Shake it up.
Yeah, put some glitter in there.
I've missed you. I've missed you.
Yo, 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 yo.
Yo, yo, yo. Should we meet a guest?
Yes, we have got a very stinky bottom right in front of us today.
When you know, you know. And this one chucks up.
Yep. I smell this one from quite a distance.
I smell this one from Waterloo.
Yes, yes, yes. I've been getting this quite a lot. And it doesn't help that you've brought me into an enclosed space.
Doesn't help us.
I understand that. It sort of dilutes the airwaves with my butt.
It's a quick merchandise idea.
Yes.
Pegs for the nose, branded.
Ah, yes.
Anyway.
What are you calling them?
Peggy Piggy Sue.
That's really good, that.
Peggy Piggy Sue. Okay.
I don't know. I haven't thought that through.
So how does it make you feel then when you're smelling so awful?
Rancid.
Obviously not good. It's quite unfortunate. And it's got to the point where, you know, when like your friends are talking to each other about whether one of them should come and tell me that I smell.
And you can hear them doing that, yes?
Yeah, they're not very subtle. And I want to go over and just be like, look, I understand that I smell, but I can't kick it.
Yes.
Yes.
You know?
Well, because it's not a physical thing.
Yes, emotional.
Yeah, it's an emotional smelly butt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think? I've got some ideas, but what do you think your problem is?
Mm-hmm.
I personally believe that my issue is that I was born with no fingerprints.
Right.
Right.
Go on.
And I just feel like I don't have an identity. Mm-hmm. I lack a bit of sense of self. Mm-hmm. You know, if someone asks me, can I take your fingerprints? I say, impossible.
Yes.
Wow.
How often do people ask if they can take your fingerprints?
Constantly. I get arrested a lot.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm just on none of the systems, so I just keep getting away with it.
The perfect crime.
Yeah.
Can we talk about your crimes a little bit?
Absolutely.
Is it one thing you're doing? Are you addicted to a specific crime, or is it multiple things?
I would say it's more sort of crimes of necessity. I don't have an impulse to want to commit crime.
Mm. Okay.
But I just, if you're in M&S.
Got it.
And you're at...
You see a child,
I just grab it.
Got it. Yeah.
And I think they're never going to catch me.
Yes. And is that the worst crime you've done?
Kidnapping child, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go with baguette.
You know, I've done that too at a self-checkout.
Yeah.
The child needs feeding.
Yes.
You're not a monster.
No, I'll give him a little end of a baguette.
Get to the back of the arse.
And do your family have fingerprints on their fingers, I might add?
That's a good question, Claire.
Thank you, Claire.
May I say thank you, Claire, also?
Yes.
Thank you, Claire.
I roll it into one. Thank you, Claire. I don't pause.
Okay.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you, Claire.
You know, because you said thank you and everyone's looking around the room. Well, who?
But who am I thanking?
It's Claire.
It's Claire.
So it's always Claire.
You're welcome, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Thank you, Claire.
Can I have a go at that one?
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Lovely.
That's actually, yeah, very nice.
Yeah, thank you.
You've got a real voice of authority, Dr. Benjamin Jones, and I don't know whether it's the content behind what you're saying.
Go on.
The fact you're not talking about feathers and crystals,
mm-hmm.
or I don't know whether it's just because you were born a man.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean.
I feel very content.
Mm.
I feel like I know my place in the world.
You know yourself.
I feel like I know my identity.
Oh.
And that's something that is really in conflict with our guest today.
Did we ask your name?
No.
Right. Let's ask your name. We usually do that at the top.
No, it's fine. I don't have a sense of identity, so I understand why you haven't asked
your name. Isn't that interesting?
That is very interesting.
Interesting.
It just stinks off me.
Yes.
Yes.
We didn't even think you had a name.
We were looking at you thinking, well, this doesn't look like something that has a name.
No.
Something, you see. Everyone thinks I'm an it.
Yes.
I'm not a person. They think I'm a thing.
You're bang on the money. Everything you're saying is bang on the money.
Bang on the money. I've got a few ideas, but... giving me your name first, if you may.
My name is Tina Burt Reynolds.
I'm not seeing it. I'm not associating you with any name.
What do you think I look... If you wanted to get my attention in the street, what would you do?
Dog whistle.
No, just a...
Yes?
It's... Yeah,
yeah, see,
do you
I
see?
Answered.
It's working.
Yeah.
It's. Yeah. Do you see that, Claire? Let's do it one more time slower so you can see this, Claire.
Mm. Yes?
You see?
That's nice. Tell them about your theory quickly, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
My theory?
About when you you think slowly.
Yeah, I have this theory. People in life, they try and think quickly all the time because they think that's smart. But actually, the smartest thing is to really take your time, just
undercut
sit in
them.
Silence
yeah.
and wait a couple of moments and then really come in with something fantastic.
Thank you, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Do you think that's what I need to do? Yes?
Just seeing if it works with me as well. Why don't you use some headphones? And you'll hear us more clearly. Tina Burt Reynolds.
Yes?
Let's try and get her used to it.
Tina Burt Reynolds.
Do you have any hobbies, any pastimes, any passions?
I like to just go and eat fruit in the local park.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where are you getting this fruit from?
Five Finger Discount. I just go round the local off licence and just snatch it from out the front, really.
Oh, of course. Five Finger Discount was a nightclub near us where... Well, all sorts went on. And what fruit, might I ask?
The round ones. I only like the round fruit.
Peelers, easy peelers.
I'll have an easy peeler.
Mm.
Sometimes, if I've got time, then I'll have a hard peeler too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
So you wouldn't go for a banana?
Oh. There's an easy peeler, but it's not round.
It's not round.
No, I don't.
What about
like
two bananas
that.
Together so they formed a circle?
Thank you, Claire.
I consider it.
You can see it, can't you?
I consider it, but I wouldn't.
Is it the texture or the shape that's putting you off?
It's the shape,
it's
yeah.
It's the shape.
And for the listeners, she did just grimace.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. So why is it that, Tina Burt Reynolds is only attracted to circles? Can only digest circles, Claire.
Is it something to do with a fingerprint, or is it something to do with Simba the Lion King?
Ah, the circle of life. Mm-hmm. Is that what
you're... Yes. God, you guys
me.
Are good.
He knows me.
God, you guys are good.
So you are basically, you are desperate to digest the circle of life.
So this no identity thing. Now, about your parents, what is it?
They've got fingerprints.
And what is it? Man and woman?
Man and woman, ooh. Yeah.
And they've got fingerprints.
Yeah, and in fact, their fingerprints, the reason that I think they're together is because when they touched hands the first time they went out, their fingerprints just merged and it was like a puzzle coming together.
Wow. Soulmates.
Yeah.
Poor mates.
Poor mates.
What? Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Pause.
Yes. So back to Simba. But leaving Simba to one side for a second, if we can, do your parents love you?
That's, I mean, I wasn't getting a whiff that might be an issue.
No.
You've really dived into that, Claire.
Well, it's simple yes and we can move on.
I think so. I think so.
Simple yes and we move on, yeah.
But it's difficult to distinguish between like and love, really, isn't it?
Ah. Well, I don't know if that's, you know, I think with your kiddlywinks, you can love them, but you can dislike them.
Well, I think maybe we've got the opposite problem. I think they like me at all times, but I'm not sure if we've ever gone deeper than the surface, you know?
So why is it that you think that they might not be able to love you? Is it because they don't see you as a real
person?
Yeah, I mean, it could be that. They've always just sort of looked at my fingertips with scorn.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's an interesting word you've used there, Tina.
Scorn.
Scorn.
Scorn. If you could get into a hobby, I'm just going to throw some out there and see if any stick.
Yep.
Morris dancing.
Stick. No.
Origami.
No.
Line dancing.
No.
Well, I'm sort of out of ideas.
It was a good go. Mm. It was a very good go, Claire.
Just the big three for me.
The big three. Okay. Well, I could give line dancing a go if you wanted me to. That was the one that I hesitated most over. I was leaning towards it, wasn't I, line dancing?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Can you do a backflip?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Just, okay.
That's what, I just run up a wall and flip off it.
Right. Okay.
Wow. And I'm just thinking, I've got so much to offer in the world.
Yes.
Because that's a really cool skill.
That's a very good skill.
But no one seems to see it. They're all just whispering stinky bottom over
there. Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Well, you know, it's a curious case, Claire, because if I didn't have fingerprints, I think I could get away with it.
Oh.
I think I would survive my life. Without anyone saying, can I see your fingerprints? Why haven't you got fingerprints? Would you like a bicky? Would you like to use your fingerprints?
Would you like a bicky?
Dunk the bicky. I think I could get away with all that. But your problem is it's making you smell. And that's the issue.
Mm. Ah.
So we need to get rid of what it is.
Is.
I don't think you need fingerprints, by the way.
By the way.
That's what I'm saying. I think you can. I don't think we need to give you fingerprints today.
Girl
I
haven't been power,
able to, but I haven't been able to open my iPhone in 7 years.
Ah, well, let me tell you something. There is a setting where you just tap in a code.
But I can't open it to tap in the code. That's the problem.
Ah, let me tell you about a different phone called...
Samsung.
Samsung.
Okay, Samsung.
Yeah. Mm, I'm surprised this stage in life you haven't found that out yet, but Samsung.
Samsung.
But you, in a way, you have a weapon. You have a weapon against the world at the minute because we are in a society that wants to track us down.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Dr. Benjamin Jones, would it kill you to throw in a little girl power here? Girl
you boss. You are in a world that wants to track you down, girl power.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
And you are a weapon against the way society is going.
Girl boss.
Now, it's frustrating for you because we're in this world where you need your fingerprints, but actually you haven't got them. But there is big advantages to that.
I love where you're going with this. Your passion and leadership is taking us through, Dr. Benjamin Jones, once again. And I've got to say, I'm taking my proverbial hat off to you.
Thank you, Claire. Because Tina Burt Reynolds is getting away with crimes.
Yes.
So now what I'm thinking you do is you get away with goodwill.
Use my crime for good.
Use your crime for good.
You can already backflip, so God knows where this girl boss can take us.
You could take on the superpower. You could take on the Illuminati.
The patriarchy,
yes,
if you will.
The patriarchy.
Well, Illuminati or patriarchy, depending on your beliefs.
Mm.
Or both.
You have a weapon to take them on.
Kanye West.
Yeah, I'm going to take on Kanye.
But...
oh, here's a big one.
What I'm saying is we can't give you fingerprints today, but we do need to get rid of your smelly bottom. So we need to try and solve your issue with not having fingerprints.
Yes, so see it like this. If a lion...
back to the lions.
Yeah. If a lion didn't have a heart, then it doesn't matter if the lion's okay with it.
Well, he could just pop down the yellow brick road and go get one with Dorothy, but
no, he doesn't think. Don't think of the lion as broken. Think of him as complete. Once he's decided, he's complete.
Yes. Also, wasn't it the Tin Man that didn't have a heart?
This is a different story. This is my story.
Ah,
yeah.
About a lion. He's similar, but it's not plagiarism. It's different because this cunt doesn't need a heart.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Why is your bottom so dirty? Who is it that hurt you?
I had a great auntie, and she had one eye.
Yeah.
And it didn't bother her at all. She got through life. She was married 6 times.
Mm. Wow, six times?
Yeah, with one eye. So it just goes to show that you don't be in your head about it.
I had a bad auntie, 2 eyes, always moaning. Bad auntie.
Yeah. Bad auntie.
So what I mean is eye or no eyes, it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. But I just it's just difficult because I can't get over this, like, impulse to commit crime.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes.
How do I change it to doing it for
good,
you know?
Yeah.
That's how you get your identity. Because people give you compliments. If you're doing good things,
yes.
I did a craft fair once, for example.
Yeah.
Oh. All the proceeds, well, they didn't go to charity, but it's a lovely craft fair. What I mean is a lot of compliments that day. Mm-hmm. Toilet roll, knitted toilet roll holders. That's lovely, Claire.
Thank you, Claire.
Gemstone jewellery that I'd made myself with super glue. Lovely, Claire.
You're welcome, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Dr. Benjamin Jones.
But I think I've just gone, I've done such an impressive backflip before and it's gone unnoticed. Mm-hmm. How do I convert, you know, my good deeds into thank you Tinas?
You start by not stinking. And it really is chicken and egg.
Right.
Because if I see you do a backflip, but you stink to high heavens.
Because it's sort of, I guess it's sort of showering out the smell like like one of those toy hoses that goes quite crazy and wild.
Yes.
I think what we need to do is we need to show you that you do have an identity.
Yeah.
So what we need to do is give you a sort of personality test, an identity test.
Yes.
And that way we will discover what your identity is, Tina. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds really
and
good.
I could also do a Japanese astrology chart.
Oh, do you want to start with that?
This.
Oh, I do, actually. Yes, because we've all heard of Chinese astrology, but Japanese astrology is something that I've made up.
Ah, that's why I felt like I hadn't
heard of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand.
Okay. So all I need is your date of birth and your favourite colour.
29th of February.
Yes.
1987.
Favourite colour?
Purple.
Blue dog.
Blue dog.
Mm. And I'll leave it there.
And what does that mean, Claire?
Well, I'll leave it there.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, that says so much about me.
Mm. Okay.
That's really thrown me into a spiral.
Are you starting to identify with...
Little blue dog.
Well, I didn't think I was a blue dog, but maybe I am a blue dog.
Mm. It makes sense to me. I can see it. Can you see it?
Well, when you see yourself as a blue dog now, how do you feel?
Angry. I feel blue on the outside, red on the in.
Yes.
Frustrated.
Mm. Yeah.
It might not quite be right, Claire.
What? Are you criticising the Japanese?
Well, I just don't think Tina should be angry. I think that's the problem we already have.
Do you know what? Challenge your perceptions of women, because men don't like women angry. But guess what? We've got a lot to be angry about, and anger can be a power.
It's not true. It's not true. My favourite game is Angry Birds. Are you up for an identity test?
Yes, but I'm angry about it.
Okay. You are on a boat.
Okay.
And you've gone out fishing, and on the boat with you is a child.
Is the child there by choice, or did I force them there again?
You went to the supermarket and you picked up a baguette and a child.
Okay.
And the child is now on a boat with you, and the child is very happy. And you want to impress the child.
Yeah.
And your way of impressing the child is to tie a massive pretend fish onto the rod.
Oh,
pull it out of the water. So you do this.
Story as old as time.
And you say, look at this fish that I've caught. Aren't I brilliant? And the child says... I don't think you caught that fish. I don't think that's a real fish. I don't think you're brilliant. What's your next move?
Throw the child in the water.
Okay. So the anger is in there.
That's interesting. And how do you feel now you've thrown the child into the water?
Like angry, and I just wish that I'd just done a backflip instead to try and impress them.
And that is the answer that I was looking for. We've been speaking a lot here, Tina Burt Reynolds. Mm. And the only time where I've sort of felt like the smell might be drifting away is when you start talking about backflipping.
Yeah.
Yeah, your passions.
It's my passion. I feel really good about it, but just no one notices. That stupid child made me put a fish on the end of my rod and pretend that it was me.
Yeah. In the identity test, the child did do that. But you need to start off by making your identity as the backflip king.
The backflip king.
Get some T-shirts made. Some publicity materials, get some friends round to gawp and garp.
Yeah.
Let me try something now. Okay, so...
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Backflip again.
Yeah.
You see?
Oh.
Do you see?
I see.
And earlier when we tried Tina Burt Reynolds, we wasn't really getting anything.
Yes.
But that was a really confident, yeah.
It was visceral, wasn't it?
It was visceral.
I really felt it.
Do you know what's this is exciting, because it's made me think that the Japanese astrology does work. That's exciting. That's exciting to me.
The blue dog thing.
Yeah. It makes me think that that's exciting to me. Do you see, Dr. Benjamin Jones, we had a breakthrough only 5 minutes after I the blue dog. Do you see?
And do you find that backflips are actually easier because you don't have fingerprints?
Yeah. Because to do a good backflip, it's about the least contact with the air as possible.
Yes.
And I feel like if there's not bristly ridges on your fingers, then that's really decreasing the air contact.
Maker no mistaker. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yeah,
because God makes no mistakes. But it's a bit of a fun way of saying.
Yes, lovely.
Maker no mistaker. Thank you, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
The doctor will see you now.
I'm playing with a theory here, Claire.
Mm.
And I might be rowing on the wrong road.
Can I just say, have you put weight on your hands?
Thank you. I have been working on my palms. Yeah.
Okay.
If you just eat sausages for 2 weeks, it really does fill up your hands.
Mm. Do you just eat them full straight down your gullet and then they go straight to the finger?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the 2 week sausage plan.
Yeah. You really filled out your hands.
Yeah.
And I know it's a goal of yours.
You can see the sausages, can't you?
I want to say congratulations, and you are looking strong all over.
Oh, thank you, Claire Cares.
A lovely set of digits on you as well.
Oh, thank you, Tina.
Well, come on then.
Thank you, Backflip King.
Thank you.
Well, we talked about your parents earlier, and we spoke about them liking you but not loving you.
Yeah.
And we've also spoken a little bit about you stealing supermarkets, stealing baguettes, stealing children. Hmm. I think that you probably was born with fingerprints.
What?
I think you probably was born with fingerprints.
Are you serious?
I think the two people that you think are your parents, I think they stole you at some point. And
you
I
learn
think
it
that
them.
It was...
am I a baguette?
Was that your theory?
Well... It wasn't exactly my theory, but I don't mind it. Do you feel like a baguette?
Well, sometimes I feel a bit all doughy.
Okay.
Hard to get.
Very
sometimes.
Partial to a bit of ham. Mm.
Well, let me say the name to you. This.
You are this.
Let me say this name to you, Vladimir Hoptop.
Yes.
That is your mother's real name.
Oh. Topical.
And Vladimir. Vladimir Topknot is the world's greatest backflipper.
What?
Yes.
And that's her real mother?
Yes.
And how do you know?
I don't know. It's a theory that theory, I'm going
yeah,
with.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
could be a baguette, but this is my theory. We could go back to the baguette idea. I think that you were stolen from Vladimir Hoptop.
Yeah.
And that is why you lost your fingerprints, but that is also why you are so into backflipping. And so your true identity is you are the child of Vladimir Topknot.
Well, my favourite thing about Vladimir Hoptrot is that alternately, every time you reference her, her name changes. I think that's a really lovely character feature.
It's a lovely
She's
trait.
Back flipping. She's got two names, which you
well,
have
so she
to
can't
alternate.
Be found.
Well, the thing is, I think we might be able to find Vladimir Hopscotch.
Well, as soon as we've got the name down.
Do you want to find your mother?
Oh, this is all just so much. It's come so quickly, but...
I've got shingles.
But, yeah, I would love to meet Vladimir Toptrot.
Yeah. She might be dead, but let's give it a go.
You can speak to the dead, though, can't you? That's one of your strengths.
She might be alive. I can speak to the dead.
Why don't you try and contact her now?
On the phone or through the...
Through the spirits.
Through the spirits. Okay. A quick sniff and I'm on my way. Yep, she's coming through. She said, ask me anything. She's very open. Very
ask
open.
Anything.
Very open.
Oh my gosh, it's my mother.
I'm very open.
My dead mother that I just discovered.
Yeah.
Where am I?
Heaven or hell, one of the two.
Oh.
Maybe she's in purgatory.
Or Barcelona. What does it look like?
Everything's upside down.
Yeah, I think that's Barcelona.
It might be Barcelona.
Yeah.
You're not doing a handstand or one of your acrobatic moves, are you?
In Barcelona?
Yes, I'm very naughty.
Do you like flip-flopping around?
I do like flipping, yes. I can't stop flipping.
Vladimir, it's me, your daughter.
No, it can't be.
I don't know my real name.
It can't be. Maggie Jessie Raphael? It can't be.
Yes!
Maggie, Jessie, Raphael.
It just feels so right, and I can feel my fingertips are tingling.
Oh, yes. Oh, your precious fingertips. I gave them to you. They were the nicest fingertips I ever did see. Can you tell me something, Maggie, Jessie, Raphael?
Yes, Mother?
Do you flip?
Oh, do I flip? I flip the hardest of them all.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
It's a beautiful moment on Spirit FM.
I have to go now.
Could we get you a return ticket from Barcelona?
Mum, please. But we've only just reconnected, eh?
I know, but I have to go and play with Michael.
Who's Michael?
Michael's my friend. Michael Caine.
Oh.
It's Michael Caine?
Yeah, he just died.
Oh. What about my dad? Who's my dad?
It's also Michael Caine.
No way!
Yes,
wow.
I'm so sorry.
That's why I'm so good at acting in gangster movies as well.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, stop it, Michael.
Okay, well, we'll leave you there to have you flipping fun.
He's doing his door stuff again.
Bye, Mum.
Bye, son. Just like Raphael. Love you. I love you.
I love you too.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That was profound.
That was witnessing that was really exciting.
I'm cold all over. That was your birth mother you've never met.
Claire, have you noticed something?
the stench is lifted.
I can smell nothing but daisies. God. Nothing but daisies.
Oh, my God.
Sally Jessica Raphael.
Sally Jessica Raphael. I think that was it.
But it is important to still be kind to the people that stole you, because they've looked after you, they've fed you up.
They like you, but they don't love you.
They do like me. And and do you know what? That's a lot can be said for that. It shows I've got a great personality with lots to offer.
Yes, you really shine.
Mm-hmm. And I also think I've got a great relationship with the children that I stole from M&S. So I think I can see why they've done it. I can forgive them and just thank them for a good many years of many baguettes.
Well, you've been to Berlin and France, so not a bad time.
And other places.
Continents.
Continents, yeah, I've been to every continent.
So what were their names?
Mike.
Yes.
And Nigel.
Let's finish off by thanking Mike and Nigel.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike and Nigel.
Thank you, Mike and Nigel.
Thank you, Mike and Nigel.
Your mother might have been an arsehole anyway, we don't know.
She was a bit tiresome, wasn't she, in purgatory there?
Yes.
So, big up to Mike and Nigel, and it's another case solved and it's another goodbye.
Thank you very much for joining us, Sally Jessica Raphael. And thank you very much for listening to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast. Don't forget, if your bottom does smell, give us a call and we will solve that problem for you.
Well, that was lovely, Dr. Benjamin Jones, leading us out like a true leader. And it's Pip Pip from Clare Cares.
Oh, Pip Pip.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.